Hi, thanks for joining us at KMBZ.com for our latest KMBZ cover story, Home Run or Homesick, a look at kids and sports. I'm E.J. Becker, and we're following a baseball prospect from Liberty, who spends a lot of time on the road.
We live in Liberty, and his baseball club is at 153rd and Metcalf.
82 miles round trip every day. That's what Larry Goh says his 17-year-old son, Dawson, drives to baseball practice. Alongside his high school team in Liberty, he's been playing with a club team under the coaches at Building Champions for years now. But his baseball journey began 13 years ago with T-ball.
I started 4 years old.
Yes.
He's one of thousands of kids across the country spending precious time and money to get better at a sport he loves in hopes of reaching his sporting goal.
To get to the next level. Just to play two more years, if it's community college, four, if you're a D1, D2, or D3. Just basically anything to play a little more.
Kids' sports has quickly become a massive industry, with some estimates saying it's bigger than the NFL and approaching $20 billion a year. Remember when we were kids and played Little League for a couple of months in summer, a mile or two from home? The world of kids' sports has changed since then.
What time's the alarm go off in the morning?
If I get up and work out, it goes off around 4:30, work out, go to baseball, get home around 7, shower, get to school by 7:45.
And that's just Dawson Goh's high school baseball schedule. When he's playing with his club team, he's driving between Liberty and Southern Johnson County every day to practice with kids who want the same thing he does, a college scholarship.
How's your batting average?
It's 350.
Are you dealing with kids that can throw?
I've seen up to 95.
Can you hit 95?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, that's not good enough for the high school junior, a tall, thin second baseman with no commitments from colleges. I asked him what's the difference between him and the kids, some younger than he is, who already know where they're going.
It's all they do is baseball. Every day, the gym, BC to hit, they just have an incredible work ethic.
He also says size is an issue as he's trying to bulk up and get bigger. Time magazine reports that only about 2% of high school athletes will make it to the top in Division I college sports. What must the odds be like for the pros? The pressures of this kind of lifestyle can really pile up on the kids and the parents, too.
We get athletes that they realize the parents are spending a lot of money.
Dr. Linda Sterling is a sports psychologist.
They realize that the parents are spending their weekends. All of that weighs can weigh on athletes, and they feel like, hey, if my parents are investing this much in me, I really need to produce.
And that's just some of the pressure kids feel when they compete.
There's definitely pressure.
From mom and dad?
No.
Dawson Goh is a high school junior in Liberty. He plays baseball there and for a club team in Southern Johnson County. Says he feels pressure because he doesn't have a college scholarship yet and time is running out.
You ever in high school just said, enough, I'm done, I'm going to join the choir?
No. I love playing baseball.
And loves playing it with his friends, but they're not around as much as you might think. Adding to the stress that can be so hard on a kid. Thousands of kids feel it every week as the kids' sports industry continues to explode. And as our cover story continues, that pressure extends well beyond the athletic arena. I asked local sports psychologist Dr. Linda Sterling what's the biggest non-sports related issue she hears from her young clients. She told me it's the friends you leave behind when you hit the road.
You can't go to, you know, the party on Saturday night because you're in Dallas for a basketball tournament. And maintaining those friendships and like the things that you miss out on, like, hey, my friends did, you know, these things. Now there's this inside joke I don't understand. It
kind of sucks to not see your friends the whole summer, but if you're trying to go to college and, you know, get offered and commit, I mean, it's just kind of something you have to do.
Dawson Goh is a high school junior from Liberty, and for years now, his summers have been spent on the road, playing second base for a club team that he and his family pay for. And he makes it sound like the social aspect is lacking.
I don't go to school with any of these guys. They all go to Kansas schools, so we get to know each other over the summer, but I wouldn't say they're great friends.
It's all business.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson knows that his work with a club team is what's likely to get him a college scholarship, but winning districts with his high school team, he says that's the highlight of his career, because he won that with his friends. Parents play a major role in kids' sports and in determining home run or homesick. Baseball prospect and high school junior Dawson Goh laid down the law with his dad, Larry, years ago.
The head coach had asked, I want you to coach. And so I went to Dawson and I said, what do you want me to do? And he goes, Dad, it'd be okay if you sat on the other side of the fence.
So Larry is dad, not coach. He says they have to trust the coaches with their kids and be ready to act, like when Dawson was about 14 and ready to quit because of the coach.
We realized that we needed to move to take us out of that environment, but also for his progression.
Notice he says we. Larry is clear this is a family effort. Summers, he, Dawson, and Mom are on the road almost nonstop.
We're both very fortunate that we have the ability to take those days off. So that's exactly what we do. If he's with me that week, then I got that tournament. If he's with his mother, then she's got that tournament.
After high school ball, they went nonstop on the road for something like 9 weeks total last summer playing club ball. To give you an idea of the scale of the industry, a one-week tournament in Atlanta saw 350 teams in town, and that was just 16-year-olds. They took over every baseball field in that major American city for a whole week and played till there was one team left standing. And now, as our cover story continues, we have to talk about the money.
At the end of the year, would I have a Kia, a well-appointed Chevrolet, a Buick, or would I be in the German market?
Well, he's in the German market right now.
Years ago, Larry Goh of Liberty and his family committed themselves to Dawson's baseball career. The junior plays for his school team, but spends hours, miles, and plenty of money to play with a Johnson County baseball club that promises to get him in front of college scouts. And all of it costs money.
Between summer ball, fall ball, tuition.
Tuition meaning what you pay to the club.
I would say that we're easily, for the whole year, spending $15,000.
But they try to think of that money as paying for more than just sports, as they spend summer traveling from one tournament to the next.
Georgia twice, Florida, Indiana, Oklahoma.
Hitting the beaches in Florida, hiking in New Mexico, making vacation out of the grind.
I think that's it.
Whenever they can. By the way, that $15,000 spent each year, it's just for Dawson's baseball. It doesn't include the time or money spent on their daughter's sports travels. Now we turn to trying to figure out how much is too much for the kids and the families. We're telling the story of 17-year-old Dawson Goh, a high school baseball player who also plays on a club team, hoping that a college scout will see him and tap him for a scholarship. But now we have to ask the question, what if that doesn't happen?
Not every child is LeBron James. Not every child is Eric Hosmer. Not every child is Patrick Mahomes. So having a healthy assessment of your child, I think, is the number one thing.
Dr. Vincent Key is an orthopedic surgeon in the University of Kansas Health System and the medical director for the Royals. He knows what he's talking about as a doctor, an athlete, and the father of four athletes, two of them playing college football, and his daughter a budding track star.
We have a saying at the beginning of every meet. I said, what does daddy expect of you? She says, my best.
There you go.
And I said, what is your best? She says, good enough. And that's it.
Sports psychologist Dr. Linda Sterling says one thing parents and kids need to understand, too, is that while they're out playing sports, competing, and hoping to get to the next level, they could be missing out on discovering what their true reality will be.
This is a big career exploration time, too, especially for the high school athletes and going into college. And if you're solely focused on sport and that career ahead of you, you miss out on that period of time where everyone else is kind of figuring out who they are. And then once you get to that place, everyone else is kind of past that and you're a little bit left behind.
The investment by major U.S. companies in youth sports has exploded in recent years as sporting goods companies, venture capitalists, and pro sports organizations have gone all in to find money and talent. Thousands, maybe millions of kids play their chosen sport nonstop, year-round, for a shot at glory. But not everyone will reach their goals. There aren't enough teams. There aren't enough roster spots. As I've spoken with Dawson Goh this morning, a high school player, junior, and travel team member, you can tell he's a good kid. He has made a conscious choice to dedicate much of his time and energy in life to baseball. If he doesn't get that college scholarship, though, he says he'll concentrate on a career in the medical field. And Dawson's dad, Larry, says there are bigger lessons to be learned here, regardless of the outcome of Dawson's baseball journey.
If it doesn't work out, what we're trying to also do within this organization and within ball, ever since the T-ball all the way up to today, is trying to teach my young man and all the rest as a team player how to get along.
And Royals medical director Dr. Vincent Key knows all too well the reality of sports, who will make it and who won't. So he says he tells kids and parents all the time.
My daughter, she's a very good artist. If that's all she wanted to do, great. My middle boy has played piano by ear since he was 4 years old. Even though he plays football at K-State, he's a very good pianist. If that's what he wanted to do, so be it. God has blessed each and every one of these kids with something. Foster that.
E.J. Becker, News 98.1, KMBZ.